Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a special book. It's going to fit some of you, and maybe not all, but it's important that we share this stuff because, you know, friends, we all come from different places and we all are doing different things. And I want you to know that when we see books like this and we have people who say, will you read our books? We do our best to do that. Today's story is called Boots, Boats, and Hugs That Last. It's by Dr. Julia A. Priftis. And I am not entirely sure who did the art, but it's very sweet looking art. So we're going to just jump right in. And as I read it, if you have any questions, we can talk along the way. But it is all to... But it is about kids whose parents work in the military. Do you know people whose parents are in the military? Yeah. So that's why we're reading it. So let's get right down to it. Today's story is read by...
General? Yes? Nobody's in ship 19. Then you're going on ship 19, you dummy. Oh, sorry. Now you at ship 10. But I thought ship 10 was already filled. Just girl. Roger, roger.
Oh, I believe that. Philip is commanding some droids. Are you commanding droids?
Roger, roger.
He's not a person. He's a robot. He's a droid. Are you commanding droid?
Roger, roger.
Love it. Well, then roger, roger. You will appreciate today's story. Are you ready? As a military droid, you're going to love this.
Oh no, it's a Jedi. Wait, a Jedi? We're doomed. No, it's a Jedi. Blast him!
Wow. Somebody's been watching the Clone Wars. Let's get down to this book now, shall we? Speaking of wars and people who are in the military, are you ready? Here we go. My name is Nikki. I'm 5 1/2. I burp the ABCs and I make people laugh. I skip count by twos and I'm super duper fast. And I'm super duper fast. Except when I'm tying my sneakers. At last. My dad's in the Navy. He works on a ship with helmets and walkie-talkies and tools on his hip. He wears giant boots and a hat with a flap, and sometimes he falls asleep right in time for a nap. He sails on the ocean with sailors and snacks and calls me from places that don't show on maps. He's helping folks all brave and bold with stories I hear when I'm big and old. With stories I'll hear when I'm big and old. He packs his bag with snacks and gear. I add a note and zip it up clear. Do you know sometimes if you have somebody in your life who is going away for a long time, you can put a little note in their bag and it'll make them feel better about being away from you? It'll help them remember you. Okay. Sometimes he goes places far, far away where the sun might play or the clouds might stay. He calls it deployment. I call it a trip on a big splashy ship, not a boat with a slip. We make a paper chain all shiny and bright. We call them love you loops. They're a silly delight. Each day I snip one with a big goofy grin, counting down the days till Dad's home again. Well, we've seen that before, love you loops, right? When you take a piece of paper and you write something sweet on it and then you can look at it every time, yeah. When Daddy leaves, I feel quite small, like I might cry or hug my daddy doll. Sometimes I smile and then feel bad, too. What if Daddy feels sad, too? So I draw pictures, bold and bright, and pack them in a box, just right. And sometimes my feelings go splash and then swirl, like riding big waves in a crazy sea whirl. I'm happy, then sad, then mad, then glad. Is this normal? I ask. Yep. Being a military kid, I'm rad. Ooh, I love the idea of drawing the pictures of the feelings that you're feeling and just putting them in a box. Then that way they're not on you anymore. They're in the box. And I also love the idea that if you are feeling a bunch of big feelings, it's nice to know that's normal. Mom says, yes, with a wink and a grin. We do a feeling check-in. Let the fun begin. Today I'm dark, I sometimes say loud. And then other times, I'm excited and jump like a cloud. Oh yeah, arms up in the air, floating away, huh? When Daddy's away, we send him surprise boxes filled with drawings of flowers and big noisy foxes. So they've drawn a picture of a fox. With big nose and big noisy foxes. I once sent a cat trying hard to climb trees and lots of goofy notes, including a fart sneeze. What would that be like? Who knows? Let's not think about it. I always make sure to send him a smile so he knows I'm thinking of him all the while. At night, I hug my daddy doll tight. It feels like his hug warm and just right. I watch his videos, he reads and he smiles. It's like he's right here, even across miles. Mom says it's getting near. Homecoming day is almost here. That's when Daddy and the sailors all come marching back with a great big drum. We make signs with glitter and glue. Welcome home in red and blue. Then poof, the day comes at last. I put on my best outfit, brand new and fast, and wait at the pier with my sign held up high. Then Dad's here. I try not to trip with my super fast feet, but sometimes I stumble, right into his arms. We laugh and we hug and I feel so grand. The best thing ever. Dad's back on land. Now Daddy's back home. Hooray! Hooray! But guess what? It feels a bit funny today. He needs some time and so do I. We're like two silly fish learning to swim side by side. We'll get back to us. Just give it a few. With giggles and hugs and maybe some glue. It helps to be able to play games, I think. If you've been away from someone for a long time, and then you have to see them again and get used to having them around all the time, sometimes it helps to have something that's fun to do with them, to remind you of how much fun they are to have. We try to dance, but step on each other's toes. I wear his big boots, and he wears my pink clothes. We mix up our words and forget what to say, like pass the spaghetti or hide and go play. But every day gets a little less weird, with more silly smiles and less feelings feared. We call it our gentle reconnect, a silly time when we all recollect pancakes stacked high, sometimes way too tall, and board games where someone always takes a fall. We laugh, we play with smiles so wide, 'cause family's the best wild wobbly ride. Dad says love is stretchy and wide, like an invisible string we all hold inside, and whether he's here or there or gone for a while, our love stays strong, like a big, happy smile. I used to think grown-ups were as tough as can be, but now I'm not sure. That might just be me, because kids like me, we're made of strong stuff, even when days feel heavy and rough. When people say, you must miss him a ton, I smile and nod, "Yeah, but I'm not done. I'm brave. I'm strong. I carry on too." So if your grown-up has to roam and you feel a little all alone, just talk it out or dance or play and let your heart sing loud today, because even when you're sad or mad or feeling kind of squiggly bad, you're never alone. That's the key. You're strong, you're loved, and brave like me. Remember, deployment can seem scary and new, but the moon and the sun shine both for me and you. We'll get back to us. Just give it a few, with giggles, hugs, and maybe a few tears, because you're strong, you're loved, and you shine bright like me, a hero in your own story. And at the end of the book is a series of resources. Mm-hmm. Different things that you can check out if you are in the military and you have little ones at home and you would like to encourage them. So we want to say a very special message to all of our people in the military. We want to say thank you for your service. We want to say thank you for making the world a better place. We want to say thank you for sacrificing your safety, your time, your energy to protect people. And we know that you can be busy and it can be stressful to be away from your family, but well done you. And thank you for helping. And to all of you kids out there who are in military families, why, just know that your grown-up is a hero. Right? Yeah. And that is... Yeah. You want to say Roger, Roger?
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.